You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion.
If you are looking for someone special to warm these cold and lonely nights with you, then I might have the dating show for you. Okay, but we got to get the right, we got to stage it right. Okay, so we're going to get some, you know, 70s jams in here. Diavol chose this. I did not choose this. Diavol chose this. I just want to preface this conversation. But there is a hot new dating show that has just landed in South Africa. It is called The Longest Date. And on the line, we have the hot presenter, Chris Jafta. Hello, Chris Jafta. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. Well, to be online.
Oh my gosh. I know. One day we'll have you in studio again, and then you can bring your sexy, successful singles with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Chris Jafta, tell us about The Longest Date. This is the second season of this dating show, and it brings 16 singles, but it turns them into 8 couples according to their compatibility, and I see this going very wrong.
Okay, yes. So 16 singles who've never met each other, we then pair them up, and they've got to go through a series of high-octane, extreme, death-defying challenges while trying to find love and build their romantic experience on the show. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of tears, a lot of inspirational moments. The cast is amazing. They are extremely hot, like you said. And it's going to be an absolute banger. The first season was really good. This season, we've taken it to a whole new level. We filmed in the beautiful KwaZulu-Natal. Unfortunately, we do know what's been happening in the country. So this hopefully will be a beautiful escape for everyone to see what the beautiful coast looks like through The Longest Date. And it's going to be an absolute banger. I'm just wondering where the mash is.
Okay, tell me something, Chris. Speaking of the bang and the mash, are there hookups? Are we going to see some things on the show, you know? Like
Absolutely.
Okay.
They obviously came from different walks of life and that sort of thing, and some people came to find love, some people came for the money, some people came for the adventure, but because you can't really advance without getting into the romantic side of things, you've got to build a relationship with the partner. You can't advance. So there's so much drama, there's so much comedy, and a lot of action. I do all my own stunts, so I experience able to understand the pain and how extreme the challenges are. And needless to say, the cast did exceptionally well.
Okay, tell me something. Did the host perhaps maybe develop a like or a crush on one of the cast members? Is that possible? Could the host walk away with the money and someone from somewhere?
That would throw in a tail, right? In the first season, I had a lot of interest, and some of the girls really put themselves out there. But as a host, I've got to keep myself away from the contestants just so that we avoid any forms of bias and, complaints against why this person may have won a challenge if they were speaking to me, et cetera. So I do keep myself away from the cast just to keep things professional. So unfortunately, you won't see me walking away with the money or any one of the contestants.
Okay, speaking of the money and the contestants walking away with it, there is a decision, right, that they have to make between keeping all the money or sharing it with their partner, with their date. Are people keeping the money or are they sharing it? Because I think I'd keep it, to be very honest with you.
Well, you know, I think I'd keep it as well, but because the contestants were put through such rigorous and dangerous challenges, it's almost like, you know, a metaphor for what people would go through in long-term relationships. You know what I mean? How are we going to overcome this obstacle or climb this mountain or, sort of navigate our way through these crazy rapids and rough times? And they end up actually building some serious bonds because they share that experience together. And they actually, some people do find love. I do know that we that have lasted But I can't tell you what happens at the end in terms of whether or not, people walk away with the money on their own or if they split it with their partner. You're just going to have to stay tuned for that.
Oh, you see, my next question was, Chris, because you've obviously filmed this already. I want to know if you've had any wedding invitations coming up.
So you're obviously asking me personally, right?
I mean, have you been invited to any one of the longest date contestants' weddings?
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. I think that it may be a possibility. We'll see how it goes. I haven't been invited just yet.
Okay, so everything from shark cage diving to mud rallying and everything in between is made to either bring these couples together or push them apart. And this is called The Longest Date. It is landing on the 26th of July, 2021. And this is season three, right?
Season two. It premieres on Monday, like you said, the 26th of July at 9 p.m. on SABC3. And it's going to be a show to look out for. It's going to be really great. I'm very proud of what the team has accomplished. The producers were amazing. The crew was amazing. And the contestants, like I said, I think are going to garner a lot of fans after this.
I am excited. I'm excited to watch you, and I'm excited to see who is going to end up together, because I feel like you hinted at something there. Chris Jafta, thank you again, and we look forward to seeing you in studio. Please come and join us in studio as soon as we're allowed to, okay?
Absolutely. Only if you're taking the interview.
Done. Deal. You've made me flustered now. Bye, Chris. I love you. It's a brand new reality dating show. It is called The Longest Date, landing on SABC3 next week, Monday, the 26th. And if you are into any kind of reality show, I think this is all of them smushed into one.
Let's go.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.